SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A new week begins right here, right now, live on a Monday morning on the morning after on Sports Grid. Sirius XM, channel 159, that is the home for Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM, all across the Sports Grid network as well. I am Ben Stevens. Thank you for joining us here on this opening day of a new week. Less than 2 weeks away now from the final football game of this NFL season in Super Bowl Sunday. We know the two teams making their way to Glendale, Arizona, in the hunt for a Lombardi Trophy following conference championship Sunday yesterday. The nightcap in the AFC inside Arrowhead Stadium. Yes, Arrowhead Stadium for a fifth consecutive season following the NFC title game in Philadelphia. We break it all down over the span of these next 2 hours live right here on this Monday on TMA. We bring you up until 11 a.m. Eastern time. We'll have plenty of recaps and reaction from what we saw over conference championship Sunday's two games, live right here in these 2 hours on the morning after. Let's start with that AFC championship game. A rematch from what we saw just a season ago. The Bengals and the Chiefs one more time with an AFC title on the line in Arrowhead for a second straight year. The fifth consecutive season that Kansas City, Missouri has hosted the AFC championship game. But unlike the previous three meetings against the Cincinnati Bengals, last night, the Kansas City Chiefs reign supreme. The Chiefs heading back to a Super Bowl, the third time in the past 5 years, as Kansas City picks up the victory in the AFC Championship game, 23-20 against the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, all week long, we follow the line movement that surrounded the health and the status of Patrick Mahomes and that right high ankle sprain. The closing number, the Chiefs close as a 1.5 favorite, minus 136 on that money line. We saw the Bengals as high as a 2.5-point favorite on Tuesday afternoon. The Chiefs got up to a 2.5-point favorite entering that game on Sunday, closing as a 1.5-point favorite. The Chiefs as a favorite in all four games against the Cincinnati Bengals. The 23-20 victory for KC. They win outright at home, minus 136 on that money line. The total of 48.5 stays under. Of course, all of our focus pretty much all week and all game long at Arrowhead last night on that right ankle of Patrick Mahomes, who has a sensational night virtually on one leg. 29 of 43, threw for over 320 passing yards, 326 to be exact, two passing scores. Now, you see his rushing yards prop there at the bottom, only finishing with 8 under that number of 9.5, but probably the 5 most important yards of the game. Tied at 20 all, KC gets the football back with 30 seconds left. As they start to drive down the field on a 3rd and 4, with just 17 ticks remaining, Patrick Mahomes scrambles, breaks the pocket, runs out to his right, picks up the first down, and then as he was on the white paint, heading out of bounds, Cincinnati's Joseph Asai shoves him, a flag is thrown, a late hit penalty is awarded, 15 yards more down the field. Harrison Butker makes a 45-yard game-winning field goal in the closing seconds to send Kansas City back to another Super Bowl, a berth in Super Bowl 57. We'll look at more from Arrowhead in just a little bit. We have Donnie Wrightside joining the show up next. Plenty more reaction and fallout and everything you need to know from the AFC Championship game. But the number one thing to know, the Chiefs win outright, 23-20, back in the Super Bowl, a berth in Super Bowl 57 secured. And as Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes wanted to remind everybody following the win last night over Cincinnati, it's not Burrowhead Stadium, it's Arrowhead Stadium for a reason. Hey, welcome to our Sports Grid Radio audience here. The opening hour of the opening day of a new week, live on Monday on the morning after. Sirius XM, channel 159, all of our radio terrestrial affiliates now in the fold as well. I am Ben Stevens. So the nightcap in Arrowhead, that AFC championship game, a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs once again. All four matchups between these two teams in the last two seasons decided by exactly 3 points. points, 12 combined points, the difference between the Bengals and the Chiefs. It seems we will see them face off for AFC championships at stake for many more years to come. It was a dandy once again. The first game up in Philadelphia, frankly, was a disappointment. And it was a disappointment very early on because on the opening offensive drive for San Francisco, their rookie quarterback, Mr. Relevant, as we call him, Brock Purdy was injured, left the football game, and San Francisco could barely do anything offensively from there. But a credit to the Eagles, who have been one of, if not the best team in the National Football League all year long, as Philadelphia is back in the Super Bowl for the first time since the 2017 season, a 31-7 victory, dominant yesterday at the Link, easily covering as a 2.5-point favorite. They have been booked as a favorite in all 17 starts Jalen Hurts has made this year, now 10-7 against the spread. Philadelphia scored on their opening offensive possession and never looked back. A 21-7 lead at the break. The best first half scoring team in the NFL showed out again in the NFC Championship. But again, a lot of that story will be on what happened at the quarterback spot for San Francisco. Brock Purdy did complete all four of the passes he attempted for 23 yards. He started and finished the game. If we would have said Brock Purdy was perfect and he started and finished, you probably would think San Francisco was back in a Super Bowl, but he was replaced by Josh Johnson, who was knocked out on the opening offensive drive for San Francisco in the second half. Even Christian McCaffrey had to throw the football yesterday. So what we have now, in Phoenix, Arizona for Super Bowl 57, it's the Eagles and the Chiefs. KC opened as a favorite briefly, but it quickly flipped to Philadelphia. Right now, the Birds a 1.5-point favorite, 2 weeks away from Super Bowl 57 in Phoenix. More of the morning after, up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The two most important days of a Monday morning armchair quarterback live right here to start off a new week on the morning after. The day following Conference Championship Sunday, maybe following Super Bowl Sunday as well. We have DRS live right here on this Monday on the morning after on Sports Grid. That is Donnie Wrightside, our Monday morning armchair quarterback and one of the co-hosts, of course, of the Early Line each and every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time and the Money Line on Sports Grid Radio, 1 p.m. Eastern Time as well. DRS, as always, we appreciate your time. A ton to break down here for the rest of this opening hour. All of the recaps and reactions to Conference Championship Sunday and what it sets up for Super Bowl 57 in just under 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff here. And again, you do get some downtime here between the two, but also, forget if you're a Chiefs fan, Ben, or if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan. This is a game you're going to want to bet on. Why? We're not worried about, 7.5-point spreads, 8.5. You're probably going to be below a field goal, but also prop bets here. Two explosive offenses going toe-to-toe. It's going to be a lot of fun to break down with a lot of really good bets to make, and I'm here for it, and I can't wait.
A lot of time to break this down over the course of these next 2 weeks. The props will come out early. There will be a plethora of options. There will be more than you have seen on a weekly basis all throughout the National Football League season. But DRS, let's react to how we got to this stage in Phoenix, Arizona for the Andy Reid Bowl between the Birds and the Chiefs. Let's start with the AFC insight and the analysis from last night in the nightcap inside Arrowhead Stadium. For a second consecutive year, the rematch in the AFC Championship game between the Bengals and the Chiefs. And DRS, it was as good as last year was. All four meetings between Cincy and KC in the last 2 years have been decided by a field goal, exactly 3 points. But this time, for the first time of the four, the Chiefs come out with a victory, 23-20, winning outright as a slight 1.5-point favorite. The closing number on that money line, minus 136 in favor of Kansas City. Of course, DRS, a ton of focus will be paid to those final 30 seconds. And Patrick Mahomes scrambling for the first down and then shoved out of bounds when he was already across the white stripe by Cincinnati's Joseph Asai. What did you make of those final 30 seconds in the overall football game in the AFC Championship?
And for all the people out there, right, swallow the whistle. I get it. We wanted to see overtime. But if you're going to make a play that egregious, it must be called. And also, you know, let me talk a little NBA action. LeBron James not getting a call, maybe the best player in the history of the game. Same thing with the quarterback position. If you push a quarterback of the caliber of Patrick Mahomes, who you already know has an ankle sprain, that is going to draw 15 flags at that point here. But I don't think the game actually came down to that, and that's the singular reason that the Cincinnati Bengals lost. You know why they lost? Because Patrick Mahomes is bionic out there. My goodness, on a bum ankle, throwing 43 times for over 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions, thoroughly outplaying Joe Burrow. That's why they won. Not because it was Burrowhead or Arrowhead or wherever it was. One team had Patrick Mahomes. The other team did not yesterday, Ben.
DRS, as we settle back and look at things and allow that time to cool off, we will look back at Patrick Mahomes' performance last night in the AFC title game as one of the best we have seen in the postseason. And I think things can live in dichotomy, right? It's a shame the season came to an end for the Bengals on that mistake from Joseph Asai. But it was clearly a late hit. It was clearly a 15-yard penalty, and Kansas City and Harrison Butker take advantage with a 45-yard game-winning field goal. Of course, DRS, we can anticipate matchups of Mahomes and Burrow for many more years to come. And last night, Patrick Mahomes had the upper hand. Joe Burrow, under his passing yards prop of 276.5, finishing with 270. And two costly interceptions, DRS. Kansas City had their second pick of Joe Burrow in that second half. It did not result in points, but it was a moment with the game tied at 20-all that Cincy was looking to muster together a drive and put something on the scoreboard there to maybe pull ahead late. It didn't happen. The total of the game stays under. Both team totals stay under. And that's how we'll remember the offensive comparison last night in the AFC Championship game as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic the way all the way through. And also, how about this? Maybe a flipping the script here of the Kansas City Chiefs actually trusting their defense, Ben, in big moments at that point. How about late in that game, a 4th and 7, where instead of going for that, you know, which Andy Reid probably would have, if he didn't trust his defense, they punted, and the defense holds true, gets a stop, gets the football back for Kansas City, and they're the team that drives down for a field goal and kicks the winning field goal of the game. Kansas City Chiefs defense comes in sometimes a little bit unheralded. They really stepped up yesterday, Ben.
DRS, they always get better as the year goes along as well. And one thing Steve Spagnuolo is known for is pressuring the quarterback. The storyline entering last week's game in the divisional round between Cincinnati and Buffalo was, Joe Burrow without three of his starters, a significant mark to begin that game on the Bengals' offensive line. But he was only sacked once. Sacked 5 times last night in Kansas City, 4 in the opening half. It's why the Chiefs had a 13-3 lead in those first 2 quarters, up by a touchdown at the break. It wasn't a huge day for Ja'Marr Chase, but he still puts up some yardage. For a second straight year in the AFC title game, T. Higgins, the leading receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. He went over the century mark last year, 83 yards for a touchdown. But DRS, on the other side, there was a report entering Conference Championship Sunday that Travis Kelce was a game-time decision. He injured his back late in practice on Friday and wasn't sure he was going to be able to go. Well, he steps up in a big way once again, finishing with 77 receiving yards, finding the end zone for the ninth time in the last 8 postseason games for Kansas City. With that bum ankle, Patrick Mahomes trusting Travis Kelce and DRS, it is one of the most significant connections and relationships we have seen all year in the National Football League, and really in this 5-year span where the Chiefs have hosted an AFC title game every single season.
As good as it gets, too, and you take a look at the Chiefs on offense as a whole coming into the game, right? Patrick Mahomes, high ankle sprain, Travis Kelce, game-time decision, and also, Ben, how about losing multiple wide receivers due to injury in that game? And also, the biggest moment, maybe early on there, the 4th and 1, you trust your offense to go for it. It's a scramble play for Mahomes on a bad ankle. Who does he go to? Travis Kelce, laser beam to the back of the end zone for a touchdown there, really setting the tone. Those two guys working hand-in-hand in a tandem, sensational stuff. Even, Ben, if they're not even 100%, it still works.
They still find their way of doing it. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, by the way, 6 grabs, 116 yards, and a touchdown. The Chiefs were banged up at the wide receiver spot. Juju Smith-Schuster missed a significant amount of last night's game. Same with Kadarius Toney and Mecole Hardman, who came back, did not play late in that second half as well. The ground game for either team, DRS, wasn't exactly all of that significant. Joe Burrow, the leading rusher for Cincinnati, finishing with 30 yards over his prop of 17 and a hook. And the reason Patrick Mahomes' game was so special last night is his rushing offense only gave him 42. Isaiah Pacheco finishing with 26 yards. Pacheco on the ground runs very hard, but only 26. DRS, as you look at these two teams, the second consecutive year, it was the Chiefs in the Bengals in the AFC title game. A lot of people have said Burrow and Mahomes is this new generation's Brady and Manning. Is that what you see for the future of the AFC for the next decade or so?
Hopefully so, and let's hope Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, feels the same way, because Joe Burrow is in line for a massive extension. You know who else is going to be up sooner than later? Ja'Marr Chase and also T. Higgins. Keep those triplets together. You're going to see these two teams go toe-to-toe. If not, could be a different story here, but that's the financials of the NFL, and that's what they like. Parity at its finest. Hopefully that doesn't work against the Cincinnati Bengals, Ben.
DRS, what stands out to me about both of these teams is both expected some regression. At least that was the narrative entering this year. No more Tyreek Hill for Kansas City. The AFC West, as competitive of a division as we could expect, it wasn't. The Chiefs won it for a seventh straight year. Back in the Super Bowl for a third time in the past half decade. The Bengals so overperformed on expectation in 2021. No way the Bungles could get back, except that young core only got better and developed. We are going to see Joe Burrow and Cincinnati and Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City face off with championships at stake for many more years to come. Get used to it, National Football League, especially in the AFC. Now, how the NFC was won. The birds flying high. We're back on the Morning After, up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to a Monday live right here on the Morning After on Sports Grid, the day following Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League. Out of the AFC, the champions once again, the Kansas City Chiefs. Into Super Bowl 57, a berth and a ticket punched to Phoenix, Arizona. It's the Super Bowl, it's the Kelce Bowl, it's the Andy Reid Bowl, as the Chiefs will face off against the Philadelphia Eagles. Donnie Wrightside is back with us live right here on this Monday on the Morning After. Now, how the NFC was won. The top overall seed, DRS, in the city of brotherly love. The atmosphere electric yesterday at Lincoln Financial Field. But the game, sort of a dud because of the injuries at the quarterback position for the San Francisco 49ers. It does not take away the credit that is rightfully deserved to the Philadelphia Eagles with a 31-7 victory, easily covering as a 2.5-point home favorite. Booked as a favorite in all 17 starts made by Jalen Hurts this year. But DRS, because of the injury to Brock Purdy on San Francisco's opening offensive possession, and then Josh Johnson, his backup, the fourth quarterback to play for the Niners this year, leaving the game in the opening drive of the second half offensively for the 49ers, it was not the competitive football game we had hoped out of the top two seeds in the NFC.
No, it wasn't. And the way it turned out, the Eagles with a really convincing victory here. You wanted to get a little bit more mileage out of that football game. I get it. But for a, you know, a dud of a game, if you had an Eagles ticket in your pocket like I did, it was one of the most wonderfully played games that I've ever seen. And also being an Eagles fan, the cherry on the top. I always had this game marked. Even if Brock Purdy did play, Ben, I thought the Eagles were marginally better, which means a 7-plus point victory in this one, because they're better at just about every single position in that game. And where do you win these games? We talk about it so many times. Offensive line, defensive line. The Eagles were much better on the offensive line and much, much better on the defensive line. Now, as Bosa, great pass rusher, absolutely. Was he singularly the best player on defense out there? Yes, he was. But as a whole, the Eagles were just the better football team. They played well all the way through. And also, I always like to say this too. I just wish I got to stop betting on the actual prop bets of Eagle players outside of any time touchdown score, because they're going to keep throttling football teams and handing the football off 75 times and winning games convincingly. That's not a recipe for success. And in the Super Bowl, we think Kansas City is certainly going to be able to counterpunch. But yesterday's game, the Eagles were dominant from the opening coin toss all the way to the end of the football game. A clean, easy victory for the Birds.
DRS, we expected the passing game to be a bigger factor for Philadelphia, yeah, given the fact that San Francisco had the best rushing defense in the National Football League all regular season long. We'll get to Jalen Hurts here in just a second. I do want to bring up one point, though, DRS, about what you said about the defensive units that we saw yesterday, because the Eagles had the best passing defense in the National Football League. And yes, their secondary, led by Darius Slay, is fantastic. But a lot of that is because the pressure they put on the quarterback in that defensive front. We saw that in a big way. Out of Haason Reddick, his first year in Philly, two sacks in that football game, including the fourth strip sack of Brock Purdy on the sixth offensive play for San Francisco. It was the play that caused the injury to Purdy's right throwing elbow, DRS, and really made him ineffective the rest of the way. So the better unit, that was Philadelphia yesterday, even compared to that top defense in the National Football League in the San Francisco 49ers. And DRS, again, the 49ers, the best rushing defense in the NFL. Everybody looked at Jalen Hurts and his passing yards prop on the rise that closed at 247.5 and said, yes, there it is. A.J. Brown due for a big day. Devontae Smith, the same. Nah. Only 121 yards for Jalen Hurts, and the two receivers finishing with 28 for A.J. Brown and just 36 for Devontae Smith. But again, DRS, on the ground. All four touchdowns Philadelphia scored yesterday on the ground. Jalen Hurts adding in one as well. He has scored in five of his last six. 15 total rushing touchdowns this year, the most ever in the history of the National Football League for anybody playing the quarterback position. And the birds on the ground, DRS, continue to make headwaves. That will be a big focus moving to Super Bowl 57.
No, it certainly will. And also, when you take a look at the head coaches yesterday on the field, you know, challenging plays, which sounds so simple to do, one that the 49ers didn't challenge, which is going to change the balance of power in that game, which gave the Eagles an opening touchdown. The Philadelphia Eagles on a fumble that wasn't called a fumble, they challenged, get the football back. Now, they didn't score there, but you set that tone early on of what you had to anticipate. And also, credit a little bit to Nick Sirianni. The minute that you knock Brock Purdy out of the football game, it's apparent that the San Francisco 49ers really can't move the football. So you really dumb it down, lean on your offensive line, run the clock, run the games, and also put up points on the board, knowing that you don't think San Francisco is going to return fire in that game overall. Now, I can't say Kyle Shanahan had a great game, but what did you really want him to do when you actually have a quarterback in the second half that tells you, hey, coach, I can't throw it for more than 3 yards. You're not going to effectively be able to run the football when the defense knows that's the only thing that you are supposed to do. But also, just getting back to the quarterback injuries quickly here, Ben, these weren't non-contact injuries. Oh, man, this was the Philadelphia Eagles putting their hands on the quarterback and knocking both of them out. Credit the defensive line for being ultra physical. They were the real winners yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles.
On that opening offensive possession for San Francisco in the second half, Josh Johnson was taken down to the ground by Ndamukong Suh. He was ruled out of the game with a concussion from there. So Brock Purdy had to come back in, DRS. If you were to look at the stat line and say Brock Purdy completed every pass that he threw and started and finished the game, you probably would think San Francisco was heading back to Super Bowl 57 to face off in a rematch against the Chiefs from Super Bowl 54. Not the case. And of course, only 23 yards for Brock Purdy, only four completions on only four attempts. Again, Kyle Shanahan is an offensive wizard, but only so much you can do with your fourth quarterback of the season and then your third rookie quarterback of the year that didn't really have the ability to throw the football. It's why McCaffrey, DRS, threw it one time for the San Francisco 49ers as well. Of course, when your quarterbacks have such a concern from the injury perspective, you need to highlight your stars. And Christian McCaffrey was great yesterday, 84 rushing yards, well over his rushing yards prop. One of the best touchdown runs we had seen this year, breaking through numerous Philadelphia defenders on his way into pay dirt. But DRS, it just wasn't enough offensively for San Francisco. They were really behind the eight ball after the injuries to both Purdy and then Josh Johnson.
No, they certainly were. And by the way, after that McCaffrey touchdown run, it looked like he was going to be Superman to keep him in it, because the 49ers do have a formidable defense. You get it 7-7. Maybe you put the pressure on the Philadelphia Eagles. You get a stop. You get the football back. Then the Eagles start to doubt themselves, even though they do have the better football team and they're home. And also, again, credit Nick Sirianni. twice in the first half, going for it on fourth downs here. You got the play to Devonta Smith, which worked out in your favor, but also that drive where it was 7-7, Ben, midway through the second quarter, fourth and one on your own, what, 35-yard line or so? Going for that and cashing that in, that paved the way for a 14-7 lead, and off the field up the Eagles, and away they went. But credit the head coach for putting that, instilling that effort, going, hey, guys, trust you out there. We'll be okay. And they did. They provided.
That's been the mentality all year long for the Philadelphia Eagles. So despite what happened to San Francisco offensively yesterday, it does not take away from what the Birds were able to do at home in the NFC Championship game and all season long. Of course, DRS, when both Brock Purdy and Josh Johnson are injured, the numbers are not going to be great in the receiving component for either Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, or George Kittle. Devontae Smith was the leading receiver yesterday. Just two grabs for 36 yards, but a huge 29-yard reception on fourth and three that Philly was able to go down and get the next snap off quickly, so it could not be reviewed. Once the camera went back and looked at it, it was clear Devontae Smith did not hold on to the football, did not maintain possession as he went to the ground, but hey, the play in the record books will show as a 29-yard completion on fourth and three. Again, the aggressive nature of this Philadelphia Eagles team. And DRS, here the Birds are in another Super Bowl, the first time since the 2017 season when they were victorious in Super Bowl 52. Doug Peterson was the head coach. Nick Foles was the starting quarterback that day for Philadelphia. Now it's Jalen Hurts in his third year in the league, the second under Nick Sirianni. Philly had some optimism, DRS, in the closing stages of this offseason, but before the year, 25-1 to win Super Bowl 57. Following the first half of the season, when Philly had the best record, 5-1, even entering the playoffs, DRS, it was the same number. Now they're favored entering Super Bowl 57 on that money line, 1.5 in the spread. DRS, how would you summarize this year for the Eagles?
I mean, it worked out like a charm. Also, you have to get a little bit lucky on your way. Now, is it lucky that you knocked the quarterback out there in the NFC Championship game? Yes. But it wasn't that the Eagles snuck into the playoffs, got hot because teams got injured. The Eagles were the best team in the NFC all the way through. But how about this? Maybe the best stat here. Forget about Jalen Hurts and all the numbers he put up and the Eagles sacking on defense. Game one, 22 starters. NFC Championship game, same 22 starters. Super Bowl coming up, the same 22 starters. Sometimes when you're just the healthiest team standing at the end of the season, that could be good enough, Ben.
DRS, that was not the case ultimately for San Francisco. Four quarterbacks this year. I think it's a testament to the skill set they have all around the rest of the roster. And of course, in the head coach for Kyle Shanahan, a year where San Francisco also exceeded expectation, winning the division and playing, of course, in the NFC Championship game for a third time in the last 4 years. DRS, now the question for the Niners, what is the plan going forward? Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, a rookie quarterback. Of course, Trey Lance was the starter to begin this year, his second season in the National Football League. DRS, what do you think San Francisco does with their quarterback position the rest of the way?
I wish we could have let that game play out on Sunday, because if Brock Purdy played well and they still lost, there's no question Brock Purdy is going to be your starting quarterback. Now is it Trey Lance next year? Do you go out and get a veteran? Do you trust that Brock Purdy can stay healthy for an entire season and he wasn't just a flash in the pan, a very cloudy look? But overall, you still got Shanahan as your head coach. He's a great play caller and a lot of talent on that football team. They'll be back in the playoffs next year. And if they do add a veteran guy, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, that could make the difference there for them.
Start the speculation, DRS. I think they have invested way too much into Trey Lance. I expect him to be the starter entering 2023, but Brock Purdy probably remaining on the roster as well. We'll take the early look at Super Bowl 57 up next, live right here on The Morning App.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Call it whatever you want. For Super Bowl 57 in Phoenix, Arizona, do you want to call it the Andy Reid Bowl between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs? Is it the Battle of the Brothers? The Kelce Bowl with Jason for Philly and Travis for KC, if you haven't heard, or simply Super Bowl Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. We break it down here just under 2 weeks away, live on a Monday morning on the Morning After on Sports Grid, following Conference Championship Sunday with DRS. Only one football game left this year in the National Football League. DRS, it was fascinating to see the line movement almost immediately following Kansas City's victory once again in an AFC Championship game, because the line is put up first on the FanDuel Sportsbook with the Chiefs as a slight, very slight 1.5-point favorite. Quickly, it is bet the other way. Philadelphia flips to the favored side very early on. The line works to 2.5 in favor of the Birds. Now, at least for the last 8 hours or so, still under 2 weeks away, has settled with Philly being a 1.5-point favorite. Close on the money line, minus 126. The Chiefs plus 108. DRS, as we saw yesterday, with two spreads under a field goal, the team that won outright also covered the number. That's what we have here for Super Bowl 57. The game should stay under a field goal. It might be closer to this where we have a virtual pick'em. So, Donnie, how do you evaluate the movement we have already seen entering Super Bowl 57?
It's pretty surprising how the Kansas City Chiefs opened up as the favorite here in the Super Bowl. Talking to Kevin a little bit earlier today and saying, like, now hold on. We had the look-ahead lines, which as early as Saturday, or should I say as late as Saturday, had the Philadelphia Eagles as the favorite against either Kansas City or Cincinnati. Yep. The Eagles run a roughshod over the 49ers, and you saw a late field goal get a win for the Chiefs. Now all of a sudden the Chiefs are supposedly the favorite in the game, which I don't believe. And again, the more question marks here, Ben, when you're trying to line it up, are coming from the Chiefs side, if that makes sense. Yes, they have Mahomes, still has a high ankle sprain. Yes, they have a decent wide receiving core who are all injured and banged up. And looking across the board, outside of the quarterback position, which you're always going to give it to Mahomes, regardless of who he matches up against, the Eagles are better at every single position. Every single position. I think the Eagles are the better football team here, and rightfully so. I would be shocked if this line did swing now from an Eagles favorite back to a Kansas City favorite.
DRS, you could argue at some spots, maybe KC has the edge. You mentioned quarterback, despite Orlando Brown Jr. saying, stop discrediting Patrick Mahomes. Nobody's discrediting Patrick Mahomes. He is the best quarterback in the National Football League, if not number one, number two. But I think he's pretty much number one at this point. Travis Kelce is better than Dallas Goedert at the tight end spot. But overall, receiver core and the skill positions, the edge probably goes to the Birds. When you look at the defensive side of the football, Philly has the upper hand as well. But as we saw yesterday against Cincinnati, Kansas City, as the year progresses, no slouch defensively either under Steve Spagnuolo. DRS, it is fascinating when you see Patrick Mahomes as an underdog. It was the same handicap entering this conference championship Sunday, because Mahomes has rarely been an underdog in his time as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. He took over as the starter for the Chiefs entering the 2018 campaign. He has only ended as an underdog pregame 11 times. Kansas City is 7-3-1 against the spread in those games. They have won outright in six of them. They have only been booked as a dog, DRS, twice in the past two seasons, both of that coming this year. Week number four against the Buccaneers, they win outright. Week number six at home against Buffalo as a 2.5-point dog, they lose by four. Kansas City is in rarefied air when it comes to that underdog perspective, DRS, but we have also seen the Philadelphia Eagles as a favorite in every game Jalen Hurts has started this year for Philly. There you see these two teams, DRS, in the tail of the tape. The same exact record, both 14-3, the number one overall seed in each of their two respective conferences throughout the regular season. Both a perfect 2-0, of course, so far here in the postseason. And this courtesy of our stat man, our associate producer, Joe Friso, both the Birds and the Chiefs have scored exactly 546 points to this point of the National Football League season. But you can see Philly has that advantage defensively. DRS, we have still 2 weeks pretty much to break down this football game. But how do you think these 2 weeks will be used, DRS, to game plan, of course, and also mainly for the Chiefs to get healthier heading to the desert?
Yeah, I think that's the main point here, because the Eagles are going to come into this game healthy, where you have a couple nicks, bumps, and bruises here for the Kansas City Chiefs. And also, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, been there, done that in the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts? No. Nick Sirianni? No. Now, there are some leftovers, but not that many from the last time in 2017 where the Eagles did win the Super Bowl. But if you're looking for an advantage, we're getting used to being in AFC / NFC championship games and Super Bowls. Kansas City is going to have that favor here coming into this week. But breaking it down overall, I'm not going to have any qualms here, because I thought from an offensive perspective with Jalen Hurts, the Eagles are 16-1 and hammering every football team they play. You take a look at the last two playoff games, right? 69 points for the Philadelphia Eagles, 14 that they gave up. But of those 69 points, that could have easily been 89 points or 109 points if either one of those offenses even had a pulse from what the Eagles defense was pounding them. Now, also, the matchup that we're going to watch, obviously it's Patrick Mahomes. We get that here. But it's that Eagles secondary, the best in football. When you don't have to blitz Patrick Mahomes with six or seven guys and you can get an organic pass rush from that front four, that secondary is sensational. It's going to be fantastic to watch that chess match on how you're going to get Kelce open, because he's going to be the target that you're going to want to try to abuse against the Eagles linebacking core, which is still decent, but maybe not in the upper echelon of the NFL. I can't wait to see it play out, but I think the advantages there are for the Eagles. And we start right there, Ben, just with being healthy.
Absolutely so. Health, a huge component at this time of year. Everybody anticipates this two-week stretch, the bye next weekend. Well, everybody's going to be pretty much near 100% for the first time in a while. That might not be the case. Don't forget, we're not doctors here, but we know that just following sports, high ankle sprains generally take 2 to 4 weeks to recover from. That's the time frame now for Patrick Mahomes. That will still be a factor heading into Super Bowl 57. DRS, as we look at this game from all the narrative perspective, the first time two brothers have faced off in a Super Bowl, Jason Kelce, the offensive lineman, the center for the Eagles, the heart and soul pretty much of that franchise when it comes to the Birds. Travis Kelce, of course, who had a ton to say following the game. Burrow had my tush was the word that he used. He told Cincinnati's mayor to shut up and know your role, you jabroni. A ton of narratives entering the football game. It's also the Andy Reid Bowl. As an NFL head coach, 14 years with Philadelphia, now a decade in Kansas City. With Philly, a .583 win percentage, 6 divisional crowns, 1 appearance in a Super Bowl. With Kansas City in these past 10 years, a .722 win percentage, 7 divisional crowns, 3 Super Bowl appearances, and of course, a victory in Super Bowl 54. DRS, it will also be history in Phoenix, Arizona, the first Super Bowl matchup ever featuring two black starting quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts on one side for Philadelphia, of course, Patrick Mahomes on the other side for Kansas City. Both of these QBs, DRS, all year long were the front runners for the MVP. Right now, it's Hurts as the favorite to win the Super Bowl MVP, plus +110, but Mahomes, whose team is an underdog, only 20 cents behind at plus +130. Mahomes has been here, DRS. Jalen Hurts has not. What do you think is fair expectation for Hurts on Super Bowl Sunday?
I think it's fair expectations to win the football game, right? You're 16-1 as a starter. You're expected to continue to do damage. But there are a lot of naysayers out there on the Philadelphia Eagles that will continue to say, well, who have they played? They'll be the first team in Super Bowl history to win a Super Bowl, and everybody questioned the schedule, and they didn't play anybody. Yet they beat the 49ers and would have beaten the Chiefs heading into that football game. We look at both of these quarterbacks. They should shine. And granted, Jalen Hurts is going to be the favorite to win the MVP. Why? Because the Eagles are favored to win the football game. To the victors goes the spoils, as we like to say here. I expect both of these quarterbacks to put up big numbers here. It's just a matter of what type of numbers is Jalen Hurts going to put up. Is it 2 touchdown passes and 2 rushing touchdowns? Is it 3, you know, passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown? I expect the Philadelphia Eagles to have a lot of success on offense. And also, you don't just hold down the Kansas City offense if Patrick Mahomes is 75% healthy or higher. They're going to score as well. But also, I talked about this on the ending segment here this morning on the early line on Listen Up. I said, wouldn't this have been crazy if Andy Reid had never won a Super Bowl and neither did the Philadelphia Eagles, and they meet head-to-head out there in Glendale? That would have been sensational. At least a little bit of the pressure and the craziness was taken off, because Big Red's got one under his belt in Kansas City, and the Eagles in 2017 cashed in against the New England Patriots. But certainly a lot of storylines all the way through. And also, I think it's safe to say now, we never thought it would be this way. Like, it was always the Eagles coach, Andy Reid. Like, if he made it to the Hall of Fame, he would be the Eagles coach wearing that cap. He's no longer that. He's Kansas City's head coach. He'll go in the Hall of Fame as a Kansas City Chief, and it's viewed as such now. It's going to be a war, but fantastic to watch it play out and listen and tune in.
DRS, that was always the dark cloud that hung over the legacy of Andy Reid from his time in Philadelphia. Yeah. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride, reaching five NFC championship games and only one Super Bowl appearance and failing to hoist that Lombardi trophy. He got his with Kansas City in Super Bowl 54. And of course, the Eagles victorious in Super Bowl 52. Grease those light poles. They don't stand a chance in Philadelphia, as we saw last night. DRS, it will be fascinating to look at the Chiefs and the Birds in this matchup as well, just given what they have brought to this season and what the Eagles have done on the ground. 39 rushing touchdowns as a team, seven in the postseason. Those 39 rushing scores, the most now in National Football League history. Jalen Hurts has 15 total this year, the most by a quarterback in a single season in the NFL. In the NFC East, DRS, it was the Birds victorious as the divisional champs, but the Cowboys entered the year as the favorites. The Cowboys making a change yesterday as Conference Championship Sunday played out. Kellen Moore and the Cowboys organization, a mutual parting of ways at that offensive coordinator spot. Interesting, DRS, is Kellen Moore and that Cowboys offense was a top five scoring unit each of the past two seasons, and apparently Mike McCarthy now will call the plays next year in 2023. DRS, what was your reaction to a little bit of surprising news out of the Star?
The loud cheer that you heard when those tweets started to fire out were not from Dallas Cowboys fans or from their front office or their team. It was the rest of the NFC's front office and team and also fans absolutely exploding with laughter, cheer, and going, you know what? Not going to have to worry about the Cowboys anymore. I don't understand the decision one bit. The love affair with Mike McCarthy from Jerry Jones' perspective is absolutely ridiculous. And the final capping on it was the ending of the tweets going, yeah, Mike McCarthy's going to call the plays next year. Sensational if you're not a fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
Some people maybe that are fans of the Cowboys have looked at Kellen Moore and Dallas not being able to take that ultimate step with Dak Prescott at the quarterback spot. I don't think that was Kellen Moore's fault, and I think we'll see it that the young coordinator is going to be the hottest OC now in the cycle. Some have already tied him to the Los Angeles Chargers job and stepping in there to help Justin Herbert take that next step. In Miami, DRS, a big fish now on the hook. Vic Fangio signed as the defensive coordinator, reportedly for the largest contract for a coordinator in all of the National Football League. Vic Fangio lives, eats, and breathes defense, and the Dolphins need it. A bottom 10 scoring defensive unit from this past season. Mike McDaniel, DRS, maybe not the best at managing the play clock, but certainly a great offensive mind. He now adds what many think is the best defensive mind in all of football to his staff as their DC, a big get for the Fins yesterday. DRS, as always, we thank you for your time. Monday morning, Armchair QB, DRS, not many more times to do it this year. More of the morning after. Up next, live right here on Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Super Bowl 57 is set. The stage in the desert in Phoenix, Arizona, a matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome back to The Morning After as we round out hour number one of the first day of this week, live right here on a Monday on TMA. Sirius XM, channel 159. That's the home for Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. All across the Sports Grid network as well, I am Ben Stevens. So it's the Birds and the Chiefs facing off in Super Bowl 57, the Kelce Bowl, the Andy Reid Bowl, Super Bowl 57 in Phoenix, Arizona as well. The Eagles opened up as the short underdog, quickly flipping to the short favorite. The line right now, 1.5 points in favor of Philly, minus 126 on that money line. The total has opened at 49 in a hook. It is a really, really tight and competitive game expected. How do you see it? playing out just under 2 weeks away in the desert? That was the question in Fade the Public. So we're still about 2 weeks away. Will your mind change? Are you set? Have you already placed your first bet on the winner of Super Bowl 57? At SportsGrid TV on Twitter. Still about 2 weeks left until we get to Super Bowl Sunday. Who are you picking to win the Lombardi Trophy? Is it the Chiefs as the slight underdog right now, or the Philadelphia Eagles? Most of the public, about 58% of the public, going with the Birds, the favorite side at this moment. Was it a ton of public money very early on, or those sharps that moved the line to Philadelphia's favor very early on yesterday following the Chiefs' victory in that AFC Championship game? Or was it the public, because a majority of you going with the Eagles at this moment? Philly has been booked as a favorite in every start Jalen Hurts has made this year. 10-7 against the spread. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, only an underdog twice in the last two seasons, both times coming this season in 2022. Hour number two of the morning after is up next, following a SportsGrid news update from Alex Fasano.